ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת וישלח. And I saw here the Ramban, right at the beginning of the parasha, before he even start giving us his pirushim on the parasha, he tells us here, נכתבה הפרשה הזאת להודיע כי הציל הקדוש ברוך הוא את עבדו וגלו מיד חזק ממנו. וישלח מלאך ויצילהו. So the whole reason the Torah wrote this parasha is to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching over Yaakov Abinu and he sent Malachim to save him from Esav. ולמדנו עוד, and also came to teach us this parasha, שהוא לא בטח בצדקתו והשתדל בהצלה בכל יכולתו. Yaakov Abinu, he tried even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he's going to be with him. בכל זאת, יעקב אבינו, he did whatever he could to save himself. ויש בה עוד רמז לדורות. And also, it's coming to teach us a lesson for the future, for generations to come. כי כל אשר יירע לאבינו עם עשיו אחיו, יירע לנו תמיד עם בני עשיו. Said, whatever happened with יעקב אבינו, him with עשיו הרשע, the meeting that they had together, the confrontation that they came to see each other, that's what's going to be with Am Israel for generations. That's what Bnei Esav they're going to do to Am Israel, what Yaakov, which is Am Israel, how are we going to behave next to Esav Harasha. All this we have to learn from this week's parasha. Like he tells us also later on, the Ramban tells us also in Pasuk Tet, Yaakov Abinu, he split the camps that he had, he split them into two camps. And he said, "If Yabu Esav to the Mahane Ahat veikahu, veaya Mahane nishar l'flita." Yaakov said to himself that if Esav Rasha is gonna come and is gonna kill the first camp, then at least we're gonna save the other camp of Am Israel. He split his people into two different camps. And the Ramban also writes over there, "Vegamze Yirmuz shlo yigzeru alenu bene Esav l'mchot et sheminu." Said that also. It's that's what's going to be also in generations to come. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would never let a king to destroy Am Israel. Any king that is going to come, he said, probably one king is going to be upset at Am Israel. He said, but they're not going to be able to wipe us out, Chas V'Shalom. Ela ya'asu ra'ot im k'tzatenu, b'k'tzat ha'arasot shelahem. Melech echad mehem gozer be'arco al mamonenu o al gufenu. ומלך אחר מרחם במקומו ומציל הפלטים. וכן אמרו בראשית רבה, אם יבוא עשיו אל המחנה האחת ויקהו, אלו אחינו שבדרום. והיה מחנה נשאר לפליטה, אלו אחינו שבגולה. אז ראו כי גם לדורות תרמוז זאת הפרשה. That's what Ramban here writes. I said exactly what happened with Yaakov Abinu, that's what's going to be in the future. Same way Yaakov Abinu, he split his camps to two different camps. He said, if one camp is going to go Chas V'Shalom, then the other camp is going to be saved. That's what happened. Any king, he gets upset on Am Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put in the heart of different king that is going to be mercy to Am Israel. People, they're going to go to him. So that's here. There's always going to be Am Israel. That's basically the reason Hakim, they tell us that when the Haman HaRasha, when he came, and he told Ahashverosh, he told him, "Yeshno am yachad, mefuzar umfurad ben amim b'chol medinot melchutecha." So Haman HaRasha, he knew that he came also from Esav HaRasha, he was also Amaleki. He told Ahashverosh, he told him that Yaakov Abinu, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should never leave Am Israel under the kingdom of one king. Why? Because if that king, Chas V'Shalom, is going to be upset at Am Israel, then Chas V'Shalom is going to wipe out everyone. Kadosh Baruch Hu would never let this happen. So with this, Haman HaRasha, he came to Ahashverosh, he told him, Ahashverosh, the Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us that he ruled over 127 Medinot. That's what the Pasuk said. Sheba Ve'Esri Uma Medina. He ruled over all the towns, all the countries, all over the world. And the Gemara tells us that he ruled from the whole world. He ruled. So Haman, he told Ahashverosh, he told him, I see that Am Israel, you're right that they are Mefuzar Umforad Ben Amim, but all of them under your control. How come? Kadosh Baruch Hu, he promised Abraham Abinu that he would never let Am Israel be under one king. How come all of Am Israel, they are under your leadership? That means כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא, he doesn't want עם ישראל anymore. That's the reason how Haman convinced Ahasuerus to make that bad decree on עם ישראל. But whatever it is, that's here what the Ramban is telling us, that מעשה אבות סימן לבנים, whatever happened with יעקב אבינו and עשיו, that's what's going to happen with עם ישראל for generations to come. How are we going to behave with עשיו הרשע? What should we do? Everything you have to learn from this week's parasha. And we have also the Midrashim also tell us a lot of things. You have there, for example, this week's parasha in the Midrash Rabbah. He tells us here in parasha Ayin Chet, Siman Tidvav, Vayomer lo Isav, Atsiga na'am mecha min ha'am asher eti. After Isav, he met Yaakov Abinu, and they kissed each other. And we'll get to it soon, Be'ezrat Hashem. After they met each other, Isav, he came to Yaakov and he told him, let me leave some of my people to walk with you, to guard you, to watch you. Then Yaakov Abinu told him, please, no, we don't want your people to walk with us. Why? Because who wants Isav? Why would Yaakov want the people of Isav to walk with him? They're going to have bad influence on Yaakov's sons. Who needs them? Therefore, he told him, no, please, lama zeim sahin bi'anei adoni. Why do I found favor in your eyes? I don't want this. So please go. Then Isav told him, please, no, I'll leave some of my people with you. Then he told him, Adoni yodia ki iladim rakib v'netzon v'yabakar alot alay. Udfakum yom ehad v'mitu kolotzon. So he told him, listen, we have our people, we have kids, we have babies, we have behemoth, we have a lot of things. You're going to leave your people. Your people are going to be walking much faster. We have kids, we have babies, we have to walk slow. So he told him, v'anit na'ala lehiti. It said, you go, and I'll walk with my pace, and عَدْ أَشِرْ أَبُوَ الْأَدُونِي سَعِيرًا. I told him, you should go to Sa'ir, and I'm coming to you soon. Whatever is going to take me, you know, with the kids, you know, with the babies, to come to reach Sa'ir, then we'll get to you. And Isav and his people, they went to Sa'ir, and they were waiting for Yaakov Abinu, but Yaakov Abinu never showed up over there. So that's why how he got rid of Isav HaRasha. So let's hear what the Pasuk told us. Vayomer lo Isav asiga na'am mecha min ha'am asher eti. And Yaakov told him, no, we don't want. So the Midrash says here, Bekesh lelevoto velo kubel alav. He told him, let my people at least escort you. Escort you. Let them walk with you. And he didn't want. Rabbeinu, the Midrash tells us here, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, kad hava sarik lemalchuta, hava mistakel behadda parashta, vela hava nasib arama a'me. Anytime that he had to go to Antoninus, to the king of Isav, the king of Edom, anytime he wanted to go over there, he never took any goy with him to escort him. Zihad ziman lo istakalba. One time he did not look in Parashat Shavua before he had the meeting with Bnei Isav, and Venasib Ameh Aramain, and he took with him few people goyim to escort him. ולא הגיע לעכו עד שמסר סוס עד שמחר סוס שלו. And he didn't even reach to Akko, he didn't even reach to speak to the king until he had to sell the donkey that he was riding on, Rashi says, לשחדן בממון, to bribe them, you know, with a little bit of money. And why did all this happen? Because he didn't look at this week's parasha. So that's basically what the Ramban is telling us. Every time that you have confrontation between Am Israel and Umot HaOlam, you have to look in this week's parasha. It means this week's parasha is very important for any confrontation that the person is gonna has to prepare himself. Like Rashi also tells us, he said he prepared himself for Melhama, and he prepared himself, you know, for a gift. He prepared the gift, like all the gift that he sent, Azim Matayim, Tashim Esrim, Rahalim Matayim, Be'elim Esrim, all the gift that he sent to him. And he prepared himself for war. If Isav is going to attack him, he's ready to fight. And prepare himself for tefillah. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'yomer Yaakov Elohei Adoni Abraham Elohei Abi Yitzhak. He started to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him. That's what every person of Am Israel in the future, whatever, any time that he has a confrontation with Umot HaOlam, he has to prepare himself for these three things. He has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to send them some gift to bribe them. And he had to prepare himself, you know, if there is a time for, he has to be ready to fight. So all these three things, he has to prepare himself. Here also the Midrash Rabbah also tells us, and everything we learn from this week's parasha. That's what the Ramban is telling us. That's Asei Avot Siman LeBanim. Every time you have to look at this week's parasha. Here the Midrash Rabbah also in the beginning he tells us parasha Ayin He Siman He Vitzav Otam Lemor Kotomerun Laduni LeEsav. When Yaakov sent the messengers to Esav, he commanded the messengers to tell Esav, that's the present is going to our master, my master Esav, from your servant Yaakov. That's what he told them. So the Midrash says here also the same thing. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Amar Lerbi Afes Kitob Had Gira Min Shemi Lemaran Malka Antoninus. Once Rabbi Yudan Nasi, he wanted to write a letter to Antoninus. He was the king of Edom from the generations of Esav HaRasha. Like Rashi told us also before, the Gemara Parashat Toldot, Wul'om, L'om Ye'imas, V'Rabi Avot Tzair, and Shnei Goyim Be'Betnech, Ushnei Le'umim Me'aychi Paredo. Rashi tells us over there, brings, he quotes the Brei Hazal over there, said, Shnei Goyim Be'Betnech, Ze Rebbe Ve'Antoninus. That Rebbe is going to come from Yaakov Abinu, Antoninus is going to come from Esav HaRasha. And they're going to be friends to each other, Rebbe and Antoninus. They're very friendly. You see in many places, the Gemara Abu Dazara and other places, see they were very friendly to each other. So whatever it is here, the Midrash tells us here, at once Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wanted to send a letter to Antoninus. So he told his student, his best student, Rabbi Afes, he told him, please prepare a letter to our master, Antoninus. Kam v'katab, so Rabbi Afes, he went to write a letter, and he wrote, Min Yehuda Nesi'a Lemaran Malka Antoninus. This letter, I'm sending it from our master, our Hacham, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and it's headed, this letter is going to our king, Antoninus. But before they mailed it, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he saw that letter, so Nisabah v'karya v'kar'a. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi saw that letter, he read it, he ripped it apart. Amar le, ketob kach, min abdach Yehuda, le maran melka Antoninus. He told him, you should write in the letter that you wrote, it's no good. After rip it, he ripped it. He told him, you should write the letter from your servant Yehuda to our master Antoninus. Rabbi Yehuda, he was also Nasi, he was also the chief rabbi of Am Israel. He's calling himself servant in front of Antoninus. So Rabbi Afes didn't understand him. Amar le, Rabbi, Mpenema tam baze al kibotcha. Why are you so degrading your honor? You're Nasi, you're also Nasi. What's wrong if I wrote in the letter from our Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, to our king Antoninus? What's wrong with it? You want to write on yourself that you are his servant? You have to give some honor to yourself also. אמר לי, מה אנא טאב מן סבי? לא כך אמר, כה אמר עבדך יעקב עם לבן גרתי? So רבי יהודה הנשיא, he told רבי אפס student, he told him, am I better than יעקב אבינו? Than my father יעקב אבינו? When יעקב אבינו, he wanted to send messengers to Esav, what he told him, כה אמר עבדך יעקב, that's what your servant יעקב said, Laduni Esav, this present is coming to my master Esav. So that's what they, if Yaakov Abinu, it was okay for Yaakov to write on himself that he was the servant of Esav HaRasha, so it's okay for me, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, to write that I am the servant of Antoninus. So you see many things here. That's basically what the Ramban is telling us. Every time that you have to do something with the Mot HaOlam, you have to look at this week's parasha. That's Kibyachol. You look over here, and that's how you know how to behave with the Mota Olam. So that's what the Midrashim are telling us. And that's the Anyan that here Yaakov Abinu, he sent the messengers to Esav HaRasha, and he told them that he put himself down. He told them, Kuh Amar Abdecha Yaakov, and Laban Garti, Vahar Al-Ata. After he sent the Malachim, the Pasuk said, Vayashubu Malachim El Yaakov Lemur, Banu El Achicha El Esav. וגם הולך לקראת איכה בארבע מאות איש עמו. So, if I'm not mistaken, בית הלוי, he writes over here, said, בנו אל אחיך אל עשיו. You told us that we should go to your brother עשיו. But he's not acting as if he's your brother. Probably considering him as if he's your brother, but he's still the wicked Esav. Banu el Achicha, you send us to your brother el Achicha, but we're telling you he's still acting like Esav. And if you want us to prove it to you, v'gam olech l'korat Eicha v'erba'a me'ot ish emo. He has the whole army with him. As the 400 generals he has with him, they're coming, all of them, to fight with you. When he heard this, Yaakov Abinu, v'yira Yaakov me'od v'yitzar lo, Yaakov started to be scared, said, what's going to be? He started to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yomar Yaakov Elohei Adonai Abraham, v'Elohei Abi Yitzhak, and he started to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happened over here. That's before he met Esav HaRasha, and after he met him all the way at the end, וישוב ביום ההוא עשיו לדרכו סעירה, after this confrontation and they kissed each other, עשיו, he went back to סעיר, and יעקב, ויעקב נסע סוכותה והיא בן לו בית. יעקב, he went to a place, his name was סוכות, and he built a house over there, והיא בן לו בית. ולמקנה עושה סוכות, על כן קרא שם מקום סוכות. Let's see what the pasuk telling us. ויבוא יעקב שלם עיר שכם. Let's see what the pasuk is telling us. That Yaakov, after he left Esav, he built a house for him. What's the hadush here? The pasuk is telling us he built a house. So what? Every person has to build a house. Where is he going to live? What does it mean? Why the Torah is so important? He built a house. Yaakov Abinu. What's so important about this? Yaakov Masa Sukota. What he did over there? Of course, where is he going to live? In the park? Live in the street? Where is he going to live? Obviously, he built a house. What's the hadush? What the Torah wants to tell us here? And the pasuk said, "V'yabo Yaakov Shalem." What does Shalem mean? What does the word "V'yabo Yaakov Shalem"? Rashi tells us, "Shalem b'gufo shentrapa mitzalato, Shalem imamuno, b'shalom b'torato." He was complete. He didn't lose his money. He didn't lose his Torah. And even though when the angel of Esav, Sarosh el Esav, he was fighting with Yaakov Abinu, v'teka kafirech Yaakov b'ha'biku amo. He fought with Yaakov Abinu and he held him on his feet, on his leg. And Yaakov Abinu was limping, kibyachol, in the beginning. But here, the Malach came and he cured Yaakov Abinu also as well. So Yaakov became complete. V'yabo Yaakov Shalem Eir Shechem. But also, we have to understand a little bit, maybe what does it mean also, V'yabo Yaakov Shalem. So we start with Ezra Hashem, that I saw here the Mfarshim, they say that Ve'yira Yaakov me'od ve'yitzer lo. Why did Yaakov Abinu was scared? Why was he scared? Kadosh Baruch Hu, he promised him, he told him before, in the beginning of Parashat Ve'yitzeh, Ve'hene anochi amach ushmarticha v'chol asher telech, v'hashiv oticha el ha'adama hazot, ki lo e'ezobcha, ad asher ma'asit et asher debati lach. Hashem, he promised him. He told him, I'm going to be with you. I know that you're going now to Haran, and probably who knows what's going to be over there. Laban, he wanted Laban Bakesh La'akur Takol, he wanted to destroy Yaakov Abinu, he wanted to destroy the Am Israel. But don't worry, I'm going to save you from them. I'm going with you, I'm going to save you. I'm going to guard you, I'm going to watch over you every step that you go. I'm going to make sure to bring you back here to this land. So why was he scared? Why was he scared about? So Rashi, he tells us later on in Pasuk Yud Aleph, he said, "Katonti mukol ha-hasadim mukol ha-emet." Rashi said, "Tma'atu zachiyotai al-idei ha-hasadim v'ha-emet she'asit ha-ami." Yaakov was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that you promised me that you're going to be with me, you're going to bring me back, and nothing's going to happen to me. But after all the big miracles that you did with me, you saved me from the house of Laban Harami. How many times Laban, he wanted to harm Yaakov? How many times he wanted to trick him? How many times he changed, he was tricking him, he was playing a game with his salary? How many times he was trying? So a lot of hasadim, a lot of miracles Hashem did with Yaakov Abinu. And he got all the money, ne'atudim, ha'olim ala son, ha'akudim, nekudim, rudim, like we explained last week. So all these things, you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu did a lot of nesim with Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov was scared. He said, all these miracles that he did with me doesn't come for free. Obviously, we have a Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Gemara Daf Lamed Bet, Gemara Tazas Abadir, Le'olam Ali Amor Adam Kom Sakana Lomar She'osim Lo Nes. Person should never stay in a place that is Sakana, and he's going to say, listen, I'm sure Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me. But why are you putting yourself in that situation? probably Hashem is not going to save you. And even if Hashem is going to save you, who knows how many zechuyot they're going to take away from your zechuyot. Why? Because the miracle that Hashem did with you, someone has to pay for it. So Hashem is going to take away from your mitzvot that he did to do this miracle for you. So it's not worth it for you. The olam ali awan adam kum sakana. You should never stand in a place which is sakana. Why? Because shemei lo yasu lo nas. And even if they are going to do a miracle to him, menakin lo mzechiyotav. They're going to take away from his mitzvot. So here the Rashi tells us here, katonti mekol hasadim. What does it mean katonti? I became small from all the hasadim that he did with me. That's katonti. It means I was big, but I had a lot of mitzvot. But after all these miracles he did with me, obviously he took away from my mitzvot. So I became smaller in zechiyot because of the many miracles that he did with me. נתמעתו זכיותי על ידי החסדים והאמת שעשית עמי. לכך אני מתיירא. שמי משפתחתני נתלכלכתי בחטא ויגרום לי למסר בידו של עשיו. And I was scared, maybe at the time that you promised me that you're going to be with me, you promised me when I had a lot of zechiyot. But now, after all the miracles that he did with me, my zechiyot became less and less. The zechiyot were used to pay for the miracles he did with me. So now, maybe for such a Yaakov like me as now, maybe there was no abtaha. Therefore, I'm scared. Maybe nitma'atu zechiyotai. And then maybe Shemei Yikro Mahait. Maybe I did Avira. That the Midrash Rabbah also told us, what was Yaakov being scared? He said, Tomar, that Esav HaRasha, all these years, Esav was, he had the zechut of doing Mitzvat Kibud Avayim. He was respecting his father. All the years that Yaakov was away in the house of Laban. And Yaakov was missing on that Mitzvah. So maybe this Mitzvah that Esav did, maybe is going to come with this Mitzvah, with the power of that Mitzvah to harm me. Or maybe all these years, Esav HaRasha was living in Eretz Israel. And I was living in Haran, Chutz La'aretz. There's mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel, and Esav was fulfilling that mitzvah, and not me. So maybe Esav is going to come with this mitzvah, with the power of that mitzvah, to come fight against me. That was Yaakov was scared. He said, Shemei Yigrom Ahayt, he was scared. That's what Yaakov, you know, let's see what the Mfarshim explain. There are Mfarshim that they say, that why was Yaakov Abinu scared? Yaakov Abinu was scared, you know why? Because Esav, he said before Yaakov left, after Yaakov he got the brachot from Yitzhak, Esav said, "Yikrebu yemei ebel abi be'ahargat Yaakov ahi." Esav said that after his father Yitzhak is gonna die, he's going to kill Yaakov. That's what he decided, Esav Arasha. Even though Esav, he said this in his heart, no one heard him. Ve'yomer Esav bilbo, he said in his heart, no one heard it, but the pasuk said clearly. Ribka, she told her son, Ribka, she was Nibiah, she was prophet. She knew what Esav was thinking, and she told Yaakov Abinu, Esav achicha mitnachem lecha lehorgecha, therefore you should run away to Haran. That's what she told him. But Yaakov, he knew that Esav, he wanted to kill him after Yitzhak is going to die. And now that he sees that the messengers that he sent to Esav, they came back to him, and they told him, V'gam olech lekratecha ve'arba meot yishamu. He's ready to fight. He's coming to fight with you. He wanted to kill you. He said, Shema Israel, Yaakov Abinu, he got so scared. Why? Because he did not see his father for more than 22 years now. At 22 years, he didn't see his father. But why? Because he was in Haran. He was in the house of Laban for 20 years. And on the way, Hachim said, it took him also another 2 years. For 22 years, he did not see his father. And now, all the way after the end of the 22 years, he's on the way to come to see Yitzhak Abinu. And he sees Esav's coming to kill him. He said, if Esav's coming to kill me, that means in different words that Yitzhak Abinu already passed away. Why? Because Esav said, after Yitzhak is going to die, I want to kill Yaakov. And now Yaakov, he sees that Esav's coming to kill him. He said, oi, that means his father Yitzhak, he passed away. That's what was he scared about. Yaakov Abinu, he was scared because now, in different words, as if Esav is telling him that Yitzhak already passed away. And Yaakov felt so bad. He got so scared. Why? Because after the 22 years, I did not see my father, my parents. Now I'm coming to see them. And he tells me that Yitzhak already passed away. That's why He got so scared, Yaakov Abinu, and right away he said, "Vayomer Yaakov, Elohe Adoni Abraham, Elohe Abi Abraham, Elohe Abi Yitzhak." Rashi tells us over there, what does mean Elohe Abi Abraham, Elohe Abi Yitzhak? Rashi says, "Well, Hallan Hu Omer Ufahad Yitzhak." So in the Parashat Vayetze, Yaakov Abinu, he didn't say Elohe Yitzhak, he didn't say the God of Yitzhak, he said Ufahad Yitzhak, the God that my father Yitzhak, he fears from him. Which means referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'od, ma'hu she'chazar ve'zkir shem miyuhad, haya lo l'chtob, ha'omer elai shub li'aratzicha v'chuleh. Rashi is bothered. Why Yaakov here, he said, ve'yomer Yaakov Elohei Abi Abraham ve'Elohei Abi Yitzhak. Why he said, the God of my father Yitzhak? Before, last week Parashah, he said, ufahad Yitzhak. He didn't say Elohei Yitzhak. Why here, Yaakov's changing, he said Elohei Yitzhak. And not only this, after he said Elohei Abi Abraham Elohei Abi Yitzhak, he repeated again Adonai HaOmer Adai Shub Le'Aratzecha Ulmatecha Ve'Tibamach. What's Hashem's name over here again? Elohei Abi Yitzhak, Elohei Abi Abraham, Elohei Abi Yitzhak HaOmer Adai Shub Le'Aratzecha. What Hashem's name here? Chaurat Hashem HaOmer Elai. Who's that Hashem? Elohei Abi Abraham Elohei Abi Yitzhak. We're talking about the same God. So why the Torah repeats again Hashem? Why the word Hashem here? It's chaurat unneeded. That's here what Rashi is asking. Be'od, ma'u she'chazar v'zkir shem miyuhad? Why you mention shem miforash again? Yud kevavke. Hayal l'chtob ha'omer elai v'chule. Ela, kach amar Yaakov lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yaakov told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shtei abtachot abtachtani. You promised me, Ribbono shel Olam, two times that you're going to be with me and you're going to save me. Ahat b'tzitim b'tabim b'er sheba. She amart ali, ani Adonai Elohei Abraham Abicha v'Elohei Yitzhak. And don't worry, I'm going to be with you. That's the beginning of Parashat Vayetze, before he went to Haran. I'm going to watch you. And after I left Laban's house, again, you told me second time, go back to your parents' house, and I'll be with you. So he promised me two times that you're going to watch over me, and you're not going to let Esav harm me. And not only this, Visham Negleta Alai Vishem Meyuhad Lebado, Shneemar Vayomer Hashem El Yaakov Shub El Sabotecha Ul Molotecha. So Bishtei Abtachot Elu Ani Ba Lefanecha. Told him, Ribbono Shel Olam, two times you promised me that you're going to save me. That's why Yaakov mentioned Elokei Abi Abraham, Elokei Abi Yitzhak. Kibyechol to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two times you promised me, and with these two Abtachot, I'm coming to you, Ribbono Shel Olam, to save him from Esav HaRasha. That's here what Rashi is telling us over here. But the problem is, why Yaakov Abinu, the end of Parashat Vayetze, he didn't say Elohei Yitzhak, he said Ufahad Yitzhak. Why he didn't say Elohei Yitzhak? So Rashi tells us over there, Ufahad Yitzhak, lo ratza lomar Elohei Yitzhak. Yaakov, he did not want to say the God of Yitzhak. He said the God of Abraham, but he didn't say the God of Yitzhak. Why not? She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachet shemua al tzaddikim b'hayehim. Yeah? Kadosh Baruch Hu, he never puts his name on a tzaddik if he's still alive. If the tzaddik is still alive, you won't see anywhere in the Torah that says the God of Hacham so and so, if that Hacham is still alive. Here, since that Yitzhak was still alive, you cannot say Elokei Yitzhak. Why? Because the Midrash tells us, Hein b'kdoshav lo yaamin. As long as the person is alive, even though it's tzaddik as of now, but we don't know what's going to be in the future. Maybe that tzaddik, Chas v'Shalom, is going to turn into Rasha. You see, for example, we have Elisha Aher. He was big Talmid Chacham. Elisha Aher was one of the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir. How great was he? It was Elisha. He was a big Talmid Chacham. At the end, he was kofir. He left Judaism and he became kofir. He was Mahalit Shabbat, he was doing Avirot, a lot of Avirot he was doing. He left everything. Why? You don't know. And the person, Al Tamid Ba'asmicha Ad Yom Motach, that's what the Mishnah and Masechet Avot tells us, and also the many places like Gemara and Brachot, tells us, Al Tamid Ba'asmicha Ad Yom Motach. The person should never believe in himself until the last day of his life. That means even though you are tzaddik, you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. You should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep you, to stay tzaddik. That's here what Rashi is telling us here. So since that Yitzhak Abinu was still alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention his name on Yitzhak. ואף על פי שאמר לו בצאתום באר שבע, אני השם אלוקי אברהם אביך ואלוהי יצחק, he said, hey, Rashi said, oh yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never puts his name on a tzaddik that is still alive? He said, yes, we did see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did mention his name on Yitzhak when he was still alive. We heard the Pasuk said clearly, Ani Hashem Elokei Abraham Abicha Velohei Yitzhak. He told him, Elohei Yitzhak, I am the God of Yitzhak. And Yitzhak was still alive back then. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put his name on Yitzhak? So the Rashi continues here, Mishpil Shikahu Einav Ve'arehu Hashub Kamed. Said, because Yitzhak Abinu already vehik zaken Yitzhak v'techina einav mireot, he wasn't able to see, he was blind, he wasn't able to see. And the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara tells us over there, that someh hashub kumumet, any person who cannot see bar minan, that person is considered like dead. So since that Yitzhak Abinu kahu einav mireot, he was considered as if he is dead. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did mention his name on him. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Bechol zot, Rashi continues, Yaakov tiara leomar Elohei Abi Yitzhak. He said, ufahad Yitzhak. That's here what Rashi tells us over here. So you see from here that even though Yaakov Abinu, he heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem said on Yitzhak, Elokei Yitzhak. He put his name on Yitzhak. Still, Yaakov Abinu himself, he did not want to say Elokei Yitzhak. He said, Ufahad Yitzhak. He was scared to say Elokei Yitzhak. Why? Because as long as Yitzhak is alive, I cannot say Elokei Yitzhak. Because who knows what's going to be in the future. Even though Yitzhak Abinu, how tzaddik was Yitzhak Abinu? As long as he's alive, he don't know what's going to be in the future. Therefore, he does not have permission to say Elokei Yitzhak. Therefore, he said, Ufahad Yitzhak. If that's the case, the problem comes over here. How come Yaakov Abinu, after the messengers he sent to Esav, and they came back to him and told him, they told him that Esav is coming to fight with you, Vayomer Yaakov, Elohei Abi Abraham, Velohei Abi Yitzhak. He said, the God of my father Yitzhak. Hey, what happened to you, Yaakov Abinu? You, before the end of last week's parasha, you were scared to say Elohei Yitzhak. Why? Because Yitzhak is still alive. How come here he said, Elokei Abi Abraham, Elokei Abi Yitzhak. Why he said Elokei again? Why he said Elokei? Yitzhak is still alive. Ela, since that, I told you before that when Yaakov, he saw that Esav is coming to kill him, he said, oh, if Esav is coming to kill me, that means Yitzhak Abinu already passed away. Because Esav said, after Yitzhak is going to die, I'm going to kill Yaakov. And now he's coming to kill me. That means, in different words, Yitzhak passed away. If Yitzhak passed away, now I could say Elokei Yitzhak. As long as Yitzhak was alive, he does not have permission to say Elokei Yitzhak, because we don't know. And Melachav lo yamin. But after now that he saw that Esav was coming to fight to kill him, he said, for sure already Yitzhak passed away, therefore he said Elokei Yitzhak. It's not my pirush, actually. I saw it in the Kli Akar. The Kli Akar, he brings that pirush. He says, Vesh umrim veira Yaakov. Why v'hira Yaakov? Sh'ari Esav amar yikribu yeme ebel abi v'hargat Yaakov ahi. V'akin hashab me'achar sh'Esav yosei lukrato v'day kvar met abiv. Kach masik b'sefer toldot Yitzhak. V'nira li l'yashib b'ze, said according to this pirush, now we could explain what I just told you. Ma sh'ni'amar l'ayel ufahad Yitzhak, v'kan amar Elokei Abi Yitzhak. V'hari ina kadosh baruch hu miyachid shemu al tzadikim b'chayihim. V'lama amar kan Elokei Abi Yitzhak? Ela sh'lefi sh'achshav haya sabur sh'abiv Yitzhak kvar met, miyachar sh'Esav yosei lukrato lehorgo. As lefi ze, everything's perfect. That's what he says over here. That's Anyan, that Elokei Abi Abraham, Elokei Abi Yitzhak. Therefore he was scared. The Yaakov's fear, it wasn't that because Esav's coming to fight with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him to save him from Esav. But Yaakov's fear, because he understood from the fact that Esav's coming to kill him, that his father, Yitzhak, already passed away. And furthermore, we could add a little bit more also. We have the Parashat Toldot. Over there, when after Yaakov, he got the Brachot, Rivka, she told Yaakov, you should run away to my brother Laban to Haran. You should run away to Haran. Why? Because since that Esav want to kill you, Rivka knew that both of them, Yaakov and Esav, both of them, they're going to die the same day. So he told them, she told him, maybe you should run away. Why? Because if Esav is going to kill you, Esav is going to be killed that same day. Yaakov and Esav, both of them, they're going to die the same day. So that's why she told them, she had Nebuad, both of them, they're going to die the same day. But here the Haskuni has a little bit problem with the Pasuk. The pasuk could have said lama ashkal sheinechem yom echad. The pasuk didn't say this. The pasuk said lama ashkal gam sheinechem yom echad. Also both of you. What's also? What's the word gam? Gam is coming to include someone else. The Haskuni says over there, it said lama ashkal gam sheinechem yom echad. Mize gam abicha ve'ata. שהרי עשיו אמר יקרבו ימי אבל אבי והרגת יעקב אחי. נמצא שיצחק מת, עשיו יהרוג את יעקב, ואז אני אהיה שכולה משניהם ביום אחד, מבעלי וגם בני. That's what he says over here, that since that if עשיו is going to kill יעקב, עשיו is going to die that same day, and that's a proof that already יצחק also is going to die. Why? Because Esav said, after Yitzchak is going to die, he wants to kill Yaakov. That means that same day, she's going to lose all three of them. Yaakov is going to kill Esav. I'm sorry, Esav is going to kill Yaakov, so Yaakov is going to die. And automatically, Esav is going to die the same day. And that's after Yitzchak is going to die. So I lost also already three of you. Lama ashkal gam sheinechem yom echad. And not only this, he adds also, וגם אתה לרבות את רבקה, לומר כשתהיה היא שכולם בניה, הרי חשובה כמו מתה. So even after that is going to kill all three of you, all three of them, they're going to die, but still she's going to, what kind of life she's going to have, so she's also going to die from her pain. So that's what that's how the Haskuni explains over here, and that's the idea here. What Vayira Yaakov miot beYisr lo, why was he scared? He was scared because of these things. That he understood that his father passed away, and that's why he was scared. And here we have the Kli Yakar here also. The coming to explain over here also. Basically, all the Mefarshim, they tell us why was Yaakov Avinu scared about what happened over here. Why was he scared? The Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him. Kli Yakar has many Pirushim over here. Basically, it's a very old question that we have. Basically, the Gemara speaks about it. We have the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Berachot, Daf Dalet Amud Alef. The Gemara says over here, "Kidrbi Yaakov beridei, derbi Yaakov beridei rame, keti ve'ne anochi ammach u'shmarticha bechol asher telech." Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov is going to be with him. Uchti ve'yira Yaakov meod ve'yetzer lo. Why was he scared? Hashem promised you. Why are you scared about? Ela amar shemei igrom achet. Yaakov was scared. Maybe he did the abira. That because of that abira, is gonna be killed. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him, but Hashem promised him if he does not do abirot. But if after he does abirot, there's no more promise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu was scared. Maybe he did abira after Hashem promised him. So it sounds like if Hashem promises someone that he's going to have something good, if he does Abira, maybe that good is not going to come to him. That's what Yaakov was scared over here. All the Mefarshim here on this Gemara, they asked, said, Rabbon Shel Olam, what's going on? The Gemara later on, Daf Zayin Brachot tells us, Daf Zayin Amud Alef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Yoseh, Kol Debur Vedebur Sheyatza Mpi Kadosh Baruch Hu Letoba, Afilu Al Tnai Lo Chazar Bo. And the Gemara brings the proof from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says over here that any good promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to someone, even though he's going to give him that promise, he's going to give him something good in condition if he's going to do so-and-so, even if that person is not going to do so-and-so, he's still going to get the good prophecy that Hashem told him. So you see from here, even if Yaakov is going to sin, he shouldn't worry about the promise that Hashem gave him. Hashem, he promised you something, for sure it's going to stay with you. That promise is going to stay with you. If Hashem promised, obviously he's going to keep it, even if he's going to do Abirot. So Chaura, what's the Gemara telling us over here? That why was he scared? After Hashem already promised him to save him, he said, maybe I did Abirah. So what if he did Abira? The Gemara says here in Daf Zayin, even if Yaakov did Abira, he's still, the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in fact, is still intact, is still in effect. Why? Because any promise Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, afilu atnai lo hazar bo. So why was Yaakov scared? I saw actually in Pirushim, Farshim on Yaakov, on this Gemara, I saw here in Hiddushei Geonim, על עין יעקב, said, המפרשים הקשו, מהדה אמרו, מעולם לא יעשה מדע טובה, מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא וחזר בו לרעה, עין שם. That's a famous question everyone asks. ויתכן, he has an answer over here, דהנה החולה הבא לרופא מומחה לרפותו, והרופא מבטיחו שיתרפא על ידי סמי תרופה שנותן לו, אם הוא אינו נזהר מלאכול מאכלים מזיקים לחוליו, או אינו נזהר מחמת, מחמה או מצינה, ועל ידי זה לא עלתה רפואה תעלתו, האם נאמר בזה שהרופא אינו נאמן בפתחתו? זה באמת אין המניעה מצד הרופא, רק מצד החולה בעצמו, בלתי נזהר, כראוי. He said, that's משל, למה הדבר דומה? He said, the guy was sick, he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, he was a professional expert doctor, he knows his job, he knows what is he doing, and he gave him medicine. He told him, if you take that medicine for 7 days, two times a day, you're going to be cured. And that person, he did take the medicine, but he wasn't careful of the food that he was eating. He was eating food which that the doctor told him he shouldn't eat during this time, or you have to take the medicine with food, you have to take it before food, after food. He didn't follow the orders of the doctor. And after 7 days, that sick person is still sick. Do people say that the doctor is not expert? Here, the sick person came to him, and he didn't heal. Obviously, the medicine he gave him is no good. So you're not such a good doctor as people say about you. Do people say such a thing? He said, no. The sick person himself, he has to follow the order. So that's why he says the mashal. The mashal, ken al derech zeh, kadosh baruch hu mabtiho le'yaakov letoba. Ve'eno chozer mezeh. אך נתארה לבל תהיה מניעה מצדו שיגרום החטא שלא יכול לקבל טוב הבורא יתברך, שאין מניעה מבורא יתברך. He says here, the problem that Yaakov was scared, he wasn't scared that maybe the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be fulfilled. He wasn't scared that the medicine HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him is not going to be good for his sickness. He said no. He was scared maybe I did something wrong and I did not follow the orders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the medicine that Hashem told me, that means the Habtaha that Hashem he promised me, probably it's not going to have effect on me. Not because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to keep his promise. Because I'm doing something wrong and I'm not handling that promise properly. So that means it's not Hasaron with what the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu promises, like when it says later on, Daf Zayin, any good promise Hashem gives, it's always going to stay. Never going to be changed. But the problem is, maybe the person himself is going to change his status and he's not going to receive that promise the good way, and then he's not going to be saved. That's what Yaakov was scared. That's here the Pirush of the Hiddushei Geonim. But I saw we have here the Rambam already in Hakdama LePirush Mishnayot. He tells us here, basically all this Hakdama is very important. The person should go over it word by word. It's all general rules that the person, every person must know. All information, everyone must know this information. And now we're going to read only part of it as a long introduction here. But we're going to read only part of it. He says here in the beginning, he said, "Vinshar bikan perek gadol v'ra'uy lanu liba'aro." He said, we have still very important topic that we must discuss that topic and understand it fully. V'hu, שהנבי כשיתנבא בצרות ומאורעות לעם שהם חייבים, כגון שיזהירים ברעב או בחרב, או שתהפיך ארסם, או ירדו עליהם בני אלגביץ' וכולי, ואחר כך לא יתקיים דבר מן העניין ההוא, וריחמו מן השמיים ועמדו כל ענייניהם בשלום ובשלווה, לא יוודע בו כזה בנבי. ואין ראוי לומר שהוא נביא שקר, ושיהיה חייב מיתה, מפני שהקדוש ברוך הוא נחם על הרעה. ואפשר שיעשו תשובה, וסרו נעצותם, או יחר גמולם. So he said, any times that's a rule, he said, you have to understand it, you have to swallow it, digest it, and keep it in your mind all your life. He said, any times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Nabi to Am Israel, and that Nabi promises Am Israel bad decrees. He promises them, he said, listen, Hashem is going to bring hunger to the world. Hashem is going to bring tornadoes. Hashem is going to bring bad things to the world. That's who's telling us this? Nabi. Nabi, good prophet. And after that, the Nabi says, tomorrow at 2 p.m., that bad thing is going to happen. Everyone was scared. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., nothing happened. Do we say that this Nabi is a liar and you have to kill him? The Torah says if Nabi, he says something on his own that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not send him to say it, that Nabi, Acha Nabi Asher Yazid Ledeber Dabar Rishmi Asher Losofitiv Ledeber Asher Ledeber Beshem Elohim Aharim Umet Nabi Ahu. That Nabi is Hayab Mita. Here this Nabi, he told us tomorrow it's going to happen so and so bad Gezira. And tomorrow came, nothing happened. Is that a proof that this Nabi is a liar and you have to kill him? The Rambam said, no, no, no. That's not a proof. That Nabi, it could still Nabi Emet, 100%. So how come whatever he told us in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't fulfilled? He said, probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on us. And even though he sent us the Nabi, that the bad decree is coming, but people that did Teshuvah, Hashem forgave them. That could happen. And that does not prove at all if that Nabi is shaker, is lying or not. However, Abal, אם מבטיח בבשורות טובות שיתחדשו לזמן קצוב ויאמר בשנה זו יהיה שקט ושלווה והיו בה מלחמות, או יאמר שנה זו תהיה גשומה וברוכה והיה בה רעב ומכת בצורת וכדומה, אז נדע שהוא נביא שקר והתקיים בטול טענתו ושקרו, ועל זה אמר הכתוב בזדון דברו נביא לא תגור ממנו. יפתק להם. If that Nabi, he came to you with a good promise, good prophecy, that tomorrow something good is going to happen, or this year is going to be a very good year, and everyone was suffering that year, that biggest proof that this Nabi is a liar, you have to kill him. So why is it like this? If the Nabi is going to have bad decree to Am Israel, it could change to become good. But if the Nabi is coming with good decree, can never be changed. That's what the Rambam is giving us the rule. He said, this rule, keep it, digest it, understand it. Now, after he tells us this rule, now he himself said, oh, if that's the case, why Yaakov Avinu was scared? The Gemara says, Masechet Brachot, the Tehillim we just read, Yaakov was scared. Why is he scared? Shemei Grom Ahed. So what? Even if Yaakov did Abira, since that was good decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can never be changed. That's what the rule just told us before, to keep it in our mind. Now we see the Gemara al-Khawra contradicting that rule that he just gave us. Abal Anyan, who continues here, Abal Anyan, Pahad Yaakob, Ahar Sheptihau Kadosh Baruch Hu, Psorot Tobot, Kmo She'amar Lo, V'nei Anokhi Amak Shmartikha, Bechol Asher Telech, V'haya Mefahed Shemei Amut, Kmo She'amar V'yirai Yaakob Meod V'yeser Lo, V'amru Hachayim She'haya Mefahed Shemei Grom Ahed. So what was he scared about? If it was a good promise, Hashem told him, I'm going to be with you. It was a good promise. Why would the Kadosh Baruch Hu not fulfill his promise since it was for good? He tells us here, ויש לך לדעת שעניין זה אינו אלא בין הקדוש ברוך הוא ובין הנביא. אבל שיאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לנביא להבטיח לבני אדם בבשורה טובה במאמר מוחלט בדיתנאי, ואחר כך לא יתקיים אותו בהו, זה בטל ואי אפשר להיות. בשביל שלא יהיה לנו מקום לקיים בו אמונת הנבואה. והקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לנו בתורתו עקר שנביא נבחן כשתאמתו דבריו. ועל עקר הגדול הזה רמז ירמיה וכו' וכו'. That's what he tells us over here. That's a big rule he's telling us over here. He said, all these things that we said, if it was good promise, can never be changed. That's only if Hashem was sending that promise through a Nabi to someone else. Like, Nabi is coming to us in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told us Hashem, he wants to bring good thing on him. The promise that Hashem is sending, it's not for the Nabi himself, for Am Israel. The Nabi is only the Shaliach, only the messenger, to tell us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Such a promise can never be changed. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Abinu, he did not send him a Mashiach, he did not send him a Malach. He told him directly. He told him directly. That type of good promise that Hashem speaks directly to the Nabi, not to pass it on to someone else. That prophecy was coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov. Such a prophecy, such a nebuah that Hashem is telling, such a promise Hashem is telling Yaakov Abinu, it could change if Yaakov is going to do Abiru. That's here what the Rambam is telling us. That means if the Nabi is coming to tell someone else in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that something good is going to happen, this type of nebuah can never be changed. But if the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks directly to that Nabi and he's sending him Nebu'ah for himself that belongs to him, just like here what happened to Yaakov Avinu, this could change. If he's not worthy to accept that Habtaha, that promise, then it could change. That is what the Rambam, the rule, it's a big rule that here the Rambam is telling us. And this you have to understand it, and everyone has to understand it. That's what basically the Rambam. That's the foundation. Everyone has to understand and digest all these things. That's the fear of Yaakov Avinu. He was scared. Maybe Amar Shemei Grom Ahed. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised you. It could change. That's what he says over here. So that's basically it's every word over there from the Akdamat HaMishnayot. Every word is important. And the words of the Rambam, everyone should set aside some time and go over that Akdamah. It's very important. We have a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. Daf Pechet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us over there, ואמר ביל עזר, מי דכתיב והלכו עמים רבים ואמרו, לכו ונעלה אל הר אדוני ואל בית אלוהי יעקב. The Pasuk said, let us go to the mountain that the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose, in בית המקדש, ואל בית אלוהי יעקב, to the house of the God of יעקב. Why a Pasuk is referring to בית המקדש as the house of the God of Yaakov? The Gemara said, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Abraham Yitzhak. What's special? Why you're referring, you're mentioning the house is the house of the God of Yaakov. Why not the God of Abraham and Yitzhak? Ela, lo ki Abraham shekatub bohar, shneimar, asher ye'amer hayom bihar Adonai yirae. Not like what Abraham Abinu, he called Beit HaMikdash, he called it har, he called it a mountain. A mountain, said it's not makom kabua. It's a wilderness. No one lives over there. Abraham, he called Beit HaMikdash, he called it har. Asher yamer hayom bihar Adonai yirae. Velo ke Yitzhak shekatub bo sadeh, shneimar veyisa Yitzhak lasuach besadeh lefnot arem. Yitzhak Abinu, he called Beit HaMikdash, he called it sadeh, field. Field, it's closer to the place where people live, but it's not a house. אלא כי יעקב שקראו בית שנאמר ויקרא את שם מקום ההוא בית אל. That's the house of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Therefore the house is more important than the field and obviously more important than the mountain. Therefore the pasuk says here ואל בית אלוהי יעקב. You mentioned the God of יעקב because יעקב is the only one who called it house. That's what the Gemara telling us over here. And then Farshim, they add that basically the first Beit HaMikdash was in the Zichut of Abraham Abinu. And the second Beit HaMikdash was in the Zichut of Yitzhak Abinu. And the third Beit HaMikdash we're waiting for now, Be'ezrat Hashem, very soon, that's going to be in the Zichut of Yaakov Abinu. Therefore, the first Beit HaMikdash that Abraham Abinu, he called it a mountain. No wonder why the Pasuk said, על הר ציון ששמם, שועלים הלכו בו. That's what we say in מגילת איכה, על הר ציון ששמם. Also, the pasuk says over there, על הר ציון, same way Abraham, he called the first Beit HaMikdash, he called it har, he called it mountain. And in his zechut, we had the first Beit HaMikdash, therefore it was destroyed also with the same language. על הר ציון ששמם. However, the second Beit HaMikdash that was in the Zichut of Yitzhak Abinu, we just read before, what did Yitzhak Abinu call Beit HaMikdash? He called it Sadeh. Therefore, the Pasuk said, Tzion Sadeh Teharesh. That the Pasuk tells us about the second Beit HaMikdash when he was destroyed. The Pasuk said, Tzion Sadeh Teharesh. Pasuk compares it like a Sadeh. Compares Beit HaMikdash like a Sadeh. Why? Because the second Beit HaMikdash was in the Zichut of Yitzhak Abinu. Therefore, it was called like Sadeh. Tzion Sadeh Teharesh. But the third Beit HaMikdash that we're waiting for, it's called like a house, it's more permanent. That's the third Beit HaMikdash that Be'ezer Hashem is going to come very soon. And it's never going to be destroyed, it's going to be permanent. Zot Menuhati Adi Ad Po Eshev Ki Vitiha. I saw here the Ben Yehoyada, Ben Ishhai, he tells us here in this Gemara in Psachim Pehet, he says here, Behinnin Oda'a Mashi Amru Mfarshim Zal, לתת טעם לשם הר ושדה ובית. Said, why Abraham decided to call Beit HaMikdash a mountain? Why Yitzhak Sade? Why Yaakov calls it bait? Why all these names? וכתבו, דאמונה עם הכולל גימטריה קוף גימל. Said, אמונה, belief in הקדוש ברוך הוא, what's the gematria of אמונה? Gematria of אמונה is 102. With the word אמונה itself, that's 103. באברהם, that was the אמונה, everyone has to have אמונה לקדוש ברוך הוא, באברהם, והוסיף אמונה על אמונה. He added one more אמונה, that means he added one more time גימטריה of אמונה. אמונה הוא עושה גימטריה 103 עם הכולל, he added one more time אמונה, so it became 206. 206, that's a גימטריה of הר. הר is 205, with the word הר itself, that's 206. Therefore, since that Abraham, he added one more אמונה, therefore he called it הר. הר, which means two times אמונה. ביצחק, and he added one more אמונה. Now add one more, 206 plus 103, one more אמונה, now it became 309. 309, גימטריה שדה, exactly. 309, that's גימטריה of שדה. Therefore, ישחק, that he added third time אמונה, he called it שדה. ביעקב, יוסיף עוד אמונה. He added fourth time אמונה, fourth time the word אמונה. Now, four times 103 גימטריה of אמונה, that adds up to 412. 412, same exact גימטריה of בית. בית, a house. Therefore, יעקב אבינו, he added the fourth time אמונה, he calls it house. That's what he tells us over here. But the Benish Hai doesn't like that remez so much. בין הרמז הזה מתיישב כל כך, ואני עבדה עשיתי רמז בדרך אחרת וכו' וכו'. And he says it continues after. והנה כתבנו במקום אחר על פסוק, ביער מנוחה כי טוב ואת הארץ כי נעימה, בית שכמו לסבול והיא למס עומד. That's a ברכה that יעקב אבינו give them. So he said, ביער מנוחה כי טוב. כן, יישום מנוחה, that's good. במקום השראת השכינה שהוא המשכן או בית המקדש נקרא מנוחה. The place of בית המקדש or the place of the משכן is called מנוחה. It's called that the place of rest כביכול. That's where הקדוש ברוך הוא rest his שכינה in the משכן or in בית המקדש. דכתיב, the פסוק said, איזה בית אשר תבלו לי ואיזה מקום מנוחתי? איזה בית אשר תבלו לי? Which house you gonna build for me? Because that house is gonna be my resting area. That's going to be my rest place. And the pasuk also, זאת מנוחתי עדי עד, פה ישב כביתיה. This is my מנוחה, my place of מנוחה. ולזה אמר, ביער מנוחה כי טוב. He said, אך, the word מנוחה is written without a vav. מנוחה, מנחה, as if it's written מנחה. So, פירשתי בסיעתת שמיה, כי מנחה בלי וב, עולה גימטריה 103. כמניין חסד אל. אשר השתלשל ממנו, השתלשל לנו במקום המקדש. He said, the word מנוחה, it's written, as I said, without וו, as if it says מנחה, מנוחה without וו, גימטריה, exactly 103. That's the same exact גימטריה of חסד אל. חסד אל together is also גימטריה 103. Why? Because from that place, all the חסדים are going to come to the world. כביכול בית המקדש, that's the place where all the חסדים come down through בית המקדש to עם ישראל. גם הוא מספר מקדון וכו'. ולפי זה, ארבעה מקומות של השראת שכינה שהם המקדש ושלושה בתים, כל אחד נקרא בשם מנחה, ולכן בית ראשון אשר הוא אחר המשכן שנקרא בשם מנחה כראו הר. Said the first time that they built the משכן, that's before בתי מקדש, they built the משכן, that was the first מנוחה, the first resting place of הקדוש ברוך הוא. That the second time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was resting his Shekhinah was in the first Beit HaMikdash. Now the second time he's resting Shekhinah, that's the second time Menha, Menuha. Second time Menuha, two times Menuha is Gematria Har, Ema Kolel. That's what Abraham called him Har, that's the first Beit HaMikdash. Yitzhak kara lebeit sheni b'shem Sadeh, shebeto zman esam Menuha pa'am shlishit. ויעקב, אבינו על שלום, קראת בית שלישי בשם בית, כמספר ארבע פעמים מנוחה. כי באותו זמן נעשה ארבע פעמים מנוחה בעולם. תצהיר ותית. וזה, בזה הוא במסיעת השמיעה, בחוכמה יבני בית. קאי על בית שלישי, שהוא מכונה בשם בית, שהוא מספר ארבע פעמים מנוחה. יען שהוא מקום מנוחה הרביעית. Let's hear what Ben Shai tells us over here. And the Farshim, they added also that they said also Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prayed 515 prayers, Vayit Hanan El Hashem, he added also one more Menuha, he added also one more addition to Beit HaMikdash, and they said therefore he prayed five times Menuha, that's Gematria 515, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed 515 tefillot. However, we don't have time to go through the whole thing, but Hatam Sofer told us over here, why was Yaakov Avinu, he was scared, maybe he did Abira, and he's going to lose the abtahat Hashem gave him. We told you before from the Rambam that since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the abtahat to Yaakov Abinu straight, directly, without shaliach in between, therefore that type of nebuat could change. But only it could change if Yaakov Abinu was doing Abirot. But here Yaakov Abinu, what kind of Abirot he was worrying about? He was worried only because he missed on the Mizbeach Kibud Av HaEm. He was anus. What do you want? And if Yaakov Abinu was scared, how come Esav he wasn't scared? And he asked the Hatam Sofer, he said, if Esav he wasn't scared because Yitzhak Abinu gave him the bracha, he told him, "Bi'al harbicha tihyeh," he was going with that bracha that Yitzhak Abinu gave him. How come Esav he wasn't scared from the brachot that Yitzhak gave to Yaakov? Kol shekein v'kol shekein, that he was supposed to be more scared, Esav, more than Yaakov Abinu. Ella, he explains in length, we don't have time to go over it. Ella, he tells us, he said, Hachaim, they tell us that Yaakov Abinu, you're right, we said the third Beit HaMikdash, that's going to be built in the Zichut of Yaakov Abinu, and it's going to be called a bayit, a house, permanent place, it's not going to be destroyed anymore. That's only if Yaakov Abinu, he's not going to have blood in his hand. What do I mean? If the Yalkut Shimoni tells us also, Perkei Derabbi Elazar, also will tell us, all the Sahat and Sofer brings down over here, he says that Perkei Derabbi Elazar brings down that David HaMelech, he wanted to build Beit HaMikdash so badly. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Dam larob shafakhta, lo tibnei tabayit. Since that you have blood in your hands, you killed a lot of enemies of Am Israel, you're not going to be able to build Beit HaMikdash. However, your son, Shlomo Melech, was peace in his time. He did not do any wars. During his time, there wasn't any wars. He merits to build Beit HaMikdash. That means you see from there, any person who has blood in his hand, he does not merit to build Beit HaMikdash. Even though David HaMelech, all the blood that he has in his hand, he killed a lot of people. Who did he kill? He killed all the enemies of Am Israel. So what's wrong with that? He said, "Bechol zot, still, since that he killed someone, he does not have permission to build Beit HaMikdash." So here Esav HaRasha, he said, "I have nothing to lose. Let me go fight against Yaakov Abinu. If I'm going to succeed and kill Yaakov Abinu, that's what he wants. And if he's not going to succeed, Yaakov is going to kill Esav, how is he going to kill him?" The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, "Haba liorgicha ashkim liorgo." If Yaakov is going to kill Esav, he said, I still won the war. Why? Because now that Yaakov Abinu, he has blood in his hand that he killed Esav HaRasha, and now Yaakov has blood in his hand. So if that's the case, now Yaakov is not going to have the zichut, he's not going to have the zichut anymore, that Beit HaMikdash is going to be built in his zichut. Why? Because he has blood in his hand, just like David HaMelech. So if that's the case, Hatan Sofer explains beautiful, he said, Esav HaRasha, I said, I have nothing to lose over here. In this war against Esav, I have nothing to lose. If I'm going to kill Yaakov Abinu, no problem, that's what he wants. And if Yaakov is going to kill me, I also succeeded that I prevented him from building Beit HaMikdash in his zichut. That's why Esav HaRasha, I went to war against Yaakov. He said, I have nothing to worry about over here. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turns everything all over. And at that moment, when Esav, he came to see Yaakov Abinu, we have here the Rashi tells us, said that the Pasuk said, Vishakeo, they kissed each other. Rashi brings down over here, Amar Bishmaon ben Yohai, Halachahi beyadu ashe Esav sonel le Yaakob. Elash in Chmiru Rahama beota shaaun shako bechulbo. Very amazing. Very interesting over here. He said, Halacha, it's known that Esav, he hates Yaakob. All his life, he hated Yaakob, we know. And he wanted to harm him, he wanted to kill him. But here, that very moment when he met Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the heart of Esav love towards Yaakov Abinu, and he kissed Yaakov from all his heart. That means not only he did not kill Yaakov Abinu, he also kissed him from all his heart. Now Yaakov Abinu, he saw that now Baruch Hashem he won against Esav HaRasha. Esav said, I have nothing to lose with this war. לפעם גן הכל יעקב, הנה מה טוב. If יעקב is gonna kill me, I also gained that he is not gonna build בית המקדש. But now, when he went to war, Hashem changed everything. זה ממו, אל תפק ירום וסלע. זה פסוק תזס. אל תתן אדוני מהווי רשע. דת רשע, עשיו הרשע, he wanted to prevent יעקב from building בית המקדש, but הקדוש ברוך הוא, he did not give him his desires, אלא he put in his heart to kiss יעקב אבינו from all his heart. Now that יעקב אבינו, he saw that he came after he met with עשיו הרשע, he came and nothing happened to him. In the beginning, he said, "Vayira Yaakov meod beyeser lo." He was scared in the beginning. Why he was scared? He said, "I don't know what's gonna be." Rashi tells us, he said, "Vayira Yaakov shemei yehareg. Maybe Esav is gonna kill him. Vayeser lo. Maybe Yaakov is gonna kill Esav. That's why he was scared, Yaakov." The Mefarshim they ask, he said, "Sftecha chayim." They ask, all the Mefarshim they ask. The Chavra, why was Yaakov vayeser lo? He felt so bad if he's gonna kill Esav. Why should he feel bad if he's going to kill himself? Ba'abod rasha'im rinah, ba'leor gichash kem leor go, why not? Ela, he said, if I'm going to kill Isav, I'm going to lose Beit HaMikdash. So that's why Yaakov, when he was scared, ve'ira Yaakov me'od ve'yisro, he was scared about this. But at the end, he saw that Isav, he kissed him from all his heart, so he didn't have to have blood in his hand, he did not kill Isav, and Isav did not kill him. Now, Baruch Hashem, he was zochei that Beit HaMikdash is going to be built in his zechut. Therefore, the pasuk tells us, "Ve'Yaakov nasa sukota." After the confrontation between him and Esav, "Ve'Yaakov nasa sukota ve'yi ben lo bayit." Now he built a house. We're not talking about a regular house that a person lives in. We said that that's very obvious. The Torah doesn't need to tell us that he built a house. Ela no. Now he merited ve'yi ben lo bayit. Which bayit? Beit HaMikdash, the third Beit HaMikdash that we're waiting for. That Beit HaMikdash is called Bayit. It's not called Har. It's not called Tzadeh. It's called Bayit. That's the house in the Zechut of Yaakov Abinu. And now Yaakov, he does not have blood in his hand. Now he knew Yaakov Abinu ve'yi ben lo Bayit. Now I know for a fact that the third Beit HaMikdash is going to be built in my Zechut and it's going to be called Bayit. Not Har, not Tzadeh. That's what the pasuk continues later on. Ve'yabo Yaakov shalem ir shechem. What's shalem? Ve'yabo, what's shalem? Shalem is the Yerushalayim. Hakim tell us, Rashi says shalem b'gufo, shalem emuno, shalem b'torato, but shalem also, u'malki tzedek melech shalem, hotzi lechem ve'ayin. What's shalem? Shalem is Yerushalayim. Now he knew Yaakov abino, ve'yabo Yaakov shalem. Now he reaches the place that now I know Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash is going to be built in my zechut. Eir Shechem, also they give us remez. Eir Shechem, what's the Yerushalayim? Is that the place that called Shechem? Why Shechem? Shechem is Rashi Tibot. Shem Kibod Malchuto. And that place, that the resting of place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's in Beit HaMikdash. Now Yaakov Abinu, he was happy. He built no bayit. Now he knows that the third Beit HaMikdash is going to be built in his zechut. Beit HaShem also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, Beit HaShem Itbarach, that we should see that bayit that we're talking about here, the third Beit HaMikdash is called Bayit. We should see it Be'ezer Hashem, Rabbi Yamino, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shasana, the Mashiach, Tzkenu, Rabbi Yamino, and we should see that Bayit. Amen ve'amen. Rabbi Hananel, Amnach, Shia, Omer, Vasa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zekot Israel, Lefichach, Rabbi Lahentron,